Drogheda Printers was formed in 1957, and over the years they have built up a solid printing business. The company has shown an interest in publishing also, and in the late 60s they set up the Cúchulainn Press, which published magazines like the Gaelic Weekly, Irish Woman's Journal, Irish Equipment News, and the Irish Catering Review. In 1977, the management decided to launch a provincial paper with a difference. It would be a tabloid and a community paper with a northern bias, aimed at three large towns, Drogheda, Dundalk and Navan. Wednesday, March the 15th was set as the date for the first edition. Mihal Olinchik was appointed managing director, Tony Mead, editor. Tuesday, March 24th was his first day with the as yet nameless paper.
Settling myself into a chair, I think, a lot of the time. But the principal thing I was doing today was sorting out replies to some 80 job applications we had. We're looking for some journalists, and we had about 80 replies. And of these, quite a few, as you would expect, were from people with no experience. And it was a question of sorting them into different categories. As well as that, we had letters from a lot of people who want to contribute to the paper. And, well, all that took some time.
Do you have an office, Tony, already?
Well, at the moment I'm working out of the Mihal Olinchik's office in Dublin. But yes, I have an office in Drogheda, but there are some things to fix up in Dublin before I go to Drogheda. I hope to start there next Monday. We have a new web office at Press, and as well as that we've put in a computer setting, Photon system, which equipment-wise makes us certainly a very modern newspaper publishing company.
To set up a project like this, money is required. Are you the man with money behind this, Mihal, or what's your position?
Not really. I'm managing director of Drogheda Printers Limited, and my colleagues on the board of directors have decided that our development, the company is now, Drogheda Printers Limited, is now 21 years old. We'll be 21 years old in August next. And I've been in Drogheda since 1961. And for a long time I felt that Drogheda, not Drogheda itself, but the area surrounding Drogheda, taking in Dundalk and Navan, that this area could, it's large enough, it has population enough, it has business activity enough to support another newspaper. A newspaper that would be different in this sense, that most of the provincial newspapers are territorial newspapers. They were established in the last century to cater for a population that was very largely rural.
And this will have a wider catchment or spread? Or
it will, and it, we will try and deal with the communities. There are three very large communities in Drogheda, Dundalk and Navan. Possibly having three towns of such dimensions so close to each other is very unusual in Irish terms. And as we know from the United States and from Britain particularly, community newspapers are the vogue there. For instance, I was reading a book only last week, and the number of papers in the United States that are below 10,000 is extraordinary. But they are community newspapers. They deal for, they support and report upon specific communities. And this is the type of job that we hope to do with the new newspaper.
How about the money required to set an operation like this?
Well, for anybody who wasn't in the printing business and who didn't have the equipment that we have, it would be very, very costly indeed. It's even costly for us. But fortunately, all the equipment we have and which we are going to use for the newspaper wasn't purchased with a newspaper in mind. This was purchased for to do the other work that we have. We are fairly specialised printers in Drogheda Printers, and we require this equipment anyway. So it made the decision to start a newspaper that much easier, in that we didn't have to make any specific capital investment for the newspaper itself. Capital investment, I'm talking about from the point of view of equipment.
It is said that some of the provincial newspapers that have been set up recently have been set up for what one would call sort of revenge purposes. Do you have anything like that in case of your paper?
Not at all. Actually, I have the friendliest relations with the people publishing the other newspapers. My hope is that we can carve out a niche for ourselves without in any way damaging the newspapers that exist at the moment. This may be a vain hope, I don't know, but certainly there's no question at all of we setting up in order to, we say, damage anybody else. It's a purely sort of a business judgment. It's a risk, a calculated risk, like all such undertakings. But we feel that our assessment of the situation is the correct one.
Kamayoler kursi folitiokta, gus and fjoldsonokta politiokta, veg tefjord and papir no, and megile he down.
Well, you see, beg on papir, ek faimo, her son, winter, no duhishin, agus ni vemidik maradarfa, ek brew, idoliokta wano, idoliokta ele orra, a pemidik den virokta, gokeshta vas, egart, agus maradarfa. Cord lahort nor is fedling cord lahort, ach as bit a corner yen of initius a reach, ach ni bottom sort a raw goilimid eg dolomach eg tort corner last of the goctina, not the goctrom, bemi de giri part yen of a mock, a mask sail, winter, drehid august, winter don dalgan august, winter an oiv.
Drogheda, Monday the 13th of February. The paper has a name, The Express. It will appear weekly in three editions, the Drogheda Express, the Dundalk Express and the Navan Express.
That's the County Council in Meath on the first Monday and the Agricultural Committee in Louth. But you could probably get away with that because the County Council is a PM meeting. And the Agricultural Committee is a morning meeting. Now the Agricultural Committee as well would be based in Dundalk. So, you know, you won't have any problem there.
Something I meant to ask you. Has Mary a car?
Oh, she has, yeah.
Fine, so she can come down and do some of the meeting.
Yeah. Well, that brings us back to the problem we were talking about, whether we take on the young chap from the Rathmines College or whether we take on the local chap who's applied. And I think that'll take another bit of thinking about. What's your view on it?
Well, the guy who knows the area, I think...
Would be an asset. Yeah, but is it sufficient of an asset to override the disadvantages?
This is the keyboard room. We have here three very comp 1100s, which are punch tape machines. The difference between this and the traditional Entertype or Linotype machine is that the operator sits here and keys. His whole business is keying. He doesn't have to make line-ending instructions or hyphenating instructions. The computer will make these instructions for him. And for that reason, it is much faster than the traditional way of printing. It also means that it's the tie-up between the output of photo setting and camera and lithographic printing. It complements the type of printing that we are now about to do.
In some ways, do you regard this as the key piece of machinery in the new setup for the newspaper?
I do indeed. This is the start of the process of producing a newspaper. Unless we can get it out of this department, we are going to be in some difficulty. But we are very confident that we will get it out of this department because, as I've already explained to you, the increase in speed is probably 50% higher than what we were producing before.
Are the workmen operating these machines, are they at present doing dry runs on them?
No, they're actually producing, they have produced some commercial work on it. We are also doing dry runs for the newspaper. We are at the present moment, the man beside me here is setting a prototype of a newspaper, which we will put through the whole building just to see how it goes.
You're at least a month removed from the publication date. How do you feel at this stage about the whole operation? It's a fairly big undertaking.
It is a very big undertaking. I'm, to be honest about it, a little bit nervous about it. But I can see the progress we have made over the last number of weeks. And I'm reasonably confident that on the day of publication everything will be in order.
Now, this looks like an enormous camera, which in fact is what it is, but it's a very big, strange-looking camera for the layman to look at. What exactly is going on here? What are you going to do here?
Well, basically what it does, it reproduces a negative or a positive for a plate maker to make a plate from it for printing.
Now, we're looking here into what is sort of the belly of the camera is about the only way I could describe it. What exactly is this here that we're looking at?
That's the basic frame of the camera. That's what moves back and forward for giving you enlargements and reductions on photographs you're doing. This the lens there is focused up to the copy board and moved back and forward to give you the correct size of reduction that you want on it.
Offset printing is based on the fact that oil and water won't mix. You're using a pre-sensitized plate. Now the image area on the plate, which is simply a strip of light metal, is sensitized in such a way that when the image from the negative is burned onto it, then only the image area, that is the area that through which light passes, where light passes through the negative, will in fact accept ink. When the plate is put on the machine, the first thing that goes onto it is water. Now water will go everywhere except in these oily areas where the image is. Like say the letter T in the word there. Well now that T is image area, just to break it down to that level. Now that will accept ink, but it'll reject water. Now from that, the image on the plate is passed onto a rubber blanket. And from the rubber blanket, it goes directly onto the paper. That's the offset printing. That's where the offset comes from. It's offset onto a rubber blanket, onto the paper. But the whole thing is based on oil and water won't mix. Now, a printer can run around the machine with all the plates he wants under his arm to set up the machine for printing. Now, under the old system, if you were using a rotary, like a hoe or anything like that, then your individual plate for each two pages would probably weigh something over 100 weight. In other words, the business has been much simplified in terms of effort and it results in a far better printed paper.
How does the equipment here, the printing equipment and the general hardware here, compare with other newspapers in which you've worked?
Oh, I would say that certainly our web offset machine is a simpler version of that type of machine than you will find in say other and bigger printing houses, but it's nonetheless it's quite an effective machine. I haven't worked before with a photo setting, or computer setting as it's sometimes called, but I'm beginning to enjoy the flexibility that it offers by comparison with Linotype.
My name is Donald Casey. I'm the production manager of Drogheda Printers, and I've been working in Drogheda for the last 12 years. In that time, Drogheda Printers has developed from a letterpress house to mainly lithographic house, with the emphasis on modern machinery.
Now, what has it been like? Now, you're setting up a newspaper. You brought in a lot of equipment, new equipment, all within the past couple of months it has been installed. What is it like now? The lads here, the men who have been working here, are getting used to this equipment. They're trying it out day by day.
Well, first of all, let me say, Pat, we've had our difficulties between delays in getting the machinery in and also reconstruction difficulties within the place, because the process now that we're using, which is lithographic, an essential ingredient of it is cleanliness, and we've had to reconstruct our building with that viewpoint. We've had training difficulties in the sense that the people that we have here working with us have been working with a hot metal production since the start of Drogheda Printers. This is a complete change for them. It meant starting back at school practically and almost, not quite, forgetting what they knew before and starting all over again.
Here we have dry runs and rough drafts of what the paper is going to be like. Mm-hmm. Let's go through the pages here
Basically all you can handle on a tabloid page is one major story. That would be the principal story of the week, whatever it is. After that, you want a lot of shorts. A lot of shorts will lead people into the paper inside, all right. You can have longer stories inside, but you can have a cut-down version of them on page one referring to the inside story. You can have short paragraphs which in themselves are complete news items. You can display a contents bill. You have all sorts of things you can do, but basically it must be built around a central story. You can simply carry one story on the front page of a tabloid, one real story. Looking at this particular visualization, it's just a trace. There's a touch of the magazine about it. It's very stylish. It's feasible. It's possible. It would really entail writing to a formula. Whether that will be possible in practical terms remains to be seen. We'll know that as soon as we do our first dummy of this page. Pictures are an absolutely integral part of this paper. They must be, because the process, the web offset process, lends itself to good picture reproduction. You can do it well. You can do it better. There simply isn't any comparison between what you can do letterpress, if you like, hot metal setting.
Many of the other local papers in Ireland are in being and have gained a very fine reputation over the last 50-100 years. As a consequence of being in existence for so long, they've tended to treat news and features in a certain way. We hope to be able to present the news and the features in a manner perhaps which is more in keeping with the tele-electronic age in which we're now living. This, of course, always within the limitations of any that are imposed by newspaper production per se, as against, shall we say, radio or television. But we have the advantage of having the most up-to-date printing technology, and this is going to help us very much in doing what we hope to do.
Now, you have produced no copy of the paper yet.
No.
No copy has been seen. There has been a dry run and it ran into difficulties. How do you feel at this stage? Do you feel that you are going to see the paper on the street? You're totally confident?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like the old show business, shall I say, maxim. The rehearsals, you know, may not go so good, but on the night, everything fits into place. The reason we have dry runs and things like that is in order to ensure that we're not taking anything for granted. It's much better that we should see problems, you know, problems which, may I say, are quite surmountable, but nonetheless problems, and that we should see them now 3 weeks before we hit the street, as it were, rather than see them on the day.
Will the paper prosper?
Well, this depends on, first of all, I think, we meeting our commitments, what we've told the people we're going to do, and the people reacting favourably to what we propose to give them. And if this happens, yes, I'm very confident the paper will prosper.
And what have you told the people you are going to do?
Well, we've told them that we're going to present a local paper which will give the news and features and advertising in a very up-to-date, if I might use that, and modern manner. Our type of display will be such. The size of the paper, which is a tabloid, is it of itself, producing a tabloid imposes this type of discipline. You can't have very long articles. Your sub-editing must be much keener, and there's much greater demands on layout because you're working in a smaller space.
Now, you're painting an image of a very progressive paper, and by inference it follows that you are saying that some of the other provincial papers are not very progressive and in fact in some ways lag behind what you're going to produce.
Well, far be it from me to make that sort of criticism. All I am saying is that when you've been in business for 100 years or 50 years or lesser or greater number of years, you develop a certain style. It's not very easy to get away fundamentally from that style. And I do think that this traditional way of producing newspapers in this country no longer quite fits the bill. And it will fit the bill less so, in my opinion, over the next 10, 15 years.
The tabloids are not regarded in England or in the United States amongst people who would regard themselves as being discriminating. They're not regarded very highly. I mean, the traditionally good papers, I suppose, like the Times, the London Times, Sunday Times, Observer, New York Times, they all have the old format.
They have, but I think this was going to change also. And when you say the tabloids aren't regarded very highly, I think what has happened is that the tabloids are usually associated with what one might call the yellow press,
the press, which is, you know, makes greater use of titillation and sort of girly type press. That's the attitude of a lot of people towards tabloids at the moment. But I would go so far as to say that even here in Ireland, that in the provincial press there's been a change. For instance, you have the Limerick Weekly Echo, which is a tabloid, which is quite successful, and the Leinster Express, which is now a tabloid, is becoming quite a force. And only recently a paper in this area changed from being a broadsheet to a tabloid.
Now, you mentioned titillation. Do you have any intention of providing any titillation for your provincial readers?
Well, this is not my responsibility. This is the responsibility of the editor, you know. But we won't set out to titillate, I mean, you know, per se. But neither will we if we see a good-looking girl in the area, you know what I mean? That's worthy of putting in our paper. I certainly hope we'll do so, because it's something that I'm not adverse to myself, may I say.
My name is Annette Blackwell, and I was previously working with the Kerryman covering the Cork area. The idea of a new newspaper was very attractive, so I decided to join this group.
What have you been doing up to now?
Well, today I devoted it to getting correspondence for the paper. That is to go into various villages, introduce myself and say what I was looking for, and to ask people to write notes, weekly notes for us. It's a common thing on newspapers, although I found up here that the reporters actually do the work. They contact people in the towns, whereas we're asking people to write the notes and submit them. And then if anything major comes up, they can contact a reporter on this paper and we'll go out and do a story in the area.
There are going to be four journalists implied in the paper as well as the editor. Will each of these journalists have a specific field, or will you all work in various fields?
Actually, we're such, I suppose, a small operation to begin with that we will all work in cooperation. Although the people we have on the staff, each of them in their own way specialises, because we have one reporter now is coming up from Limerick and he seems very interested in that short, snappy, lively style of writing which would make good sort of entertainment copy. We have another guy whose particular interest is sport, and while he will do other work, you know, his main thing would be compiling the sport. So everybody will have a say in the paper and won't be confined to one area.
My name is Sean Bourne. I'm advertising manager for the new local paper, The Express.
How many ads have you sold at this stage?
Completely none. I haven't started out on the canvassing for advertising at all. It'll probably come in a day or two when we finalise the some of the correspondence that came into the office in the meantime.
Now, you already have three newspapers approximately in the area, and these all, of course, are also seeking advertisements and selling ads in no uncertain fashion. Do you feel you can compete with them?
With the background and research we have put in over this past 9 months or so, the indications are that this part of the country is ready to accept another newspaper.
But how about the business of selling ads? I mean, it's really cutthroat business to some extent. I mean, they're going to try to get every ad they can. You're starting off from scratch. They already have established context. They already have ads.
You put me on the spot. You're putting me on the spot now. No, the paper itself, I think, will have a big bearing on the success of the advertisements. Yes, success of the selling of advertisements. You know,
how do you feel about
the whole business of advertising in papers. In some of the provincial newspapers, there are many pages of advertisements. You know, there are people who dislike this heavy advertising in newspapers.
Well, we are not going in for heavy advertising in the paper as such. We are going in to service the local people of the town, and also in Navan and Dundalk. We don't envisage filling the paper 3/4 full of advertisements, and I hope we will never come to that stage. Like, we are not in it for
advertising,
that's true, yeah.
Everybody involved in this newspaper enterprise is new. They're just tackling a new job, if you like, for the first time. Now, if you take it like a juggler who throws 5 balls in the air, well, we've got 5 balls in the air, and the whole trick in the remaining month is that when we reach out our hand on our publication day, 15th of March, that all those balls come to hand and that none of them drops on the ground. This is what it's about.
Now, you seem to be fairly satisfied with yourself at the present moment. I get the impression that you haven't come under a great deal of pressure yet. Will that be fair to say?
That'll be wrong. That'll be wrong. I find that when I wake up in the morning, my feet are already running, you know, and while I might look pretty cool and collected about it, believe you me, there's a lot of worry attached to it. There's a lot of quiet sweating. There's a lot of... I have cast my bread upon the waters in a number of directions, and I have found that it hasn't returned to me. Then when something falls through, you've got to go out and try and make some other contact which will deliver an equivalent service. I have no doubt at all at this stage, now we're a month off publication, I have no doubt that before this month is up, I will have run into problems that I have not visualised at all. And as I keep on telling the lads here, I'm looking forward to the crisis meeting, and we'll all come together and we'll say, "Christ, is it going to happen?"
Drogheda Printing Works, February the 23rd.
We were doing a test on 4 pages, just a normal test with the run it through the setting area, run it into the composition area where the page is actually made up, and then into camera. But we were held up completely by the fact that the developer, it's a machine, broke down. And it happened to break down just on the day when we had planned this test, when everybody was lined up and doing it, and everyone did do their job as far as they could, but we were held up completely by the breakdown of this developer. In other words, the whole day was gone.
Are there any signs of frayed nerves at this stage?
No, everyone's screaming at each other very quietly. Of course there's tension. There's tension in every area. There's tension in the advertising area. For example, people are coming in with booked ads, but no sign of copy. There's tension in our own area because the nightmare of every journalist is to wake up, suddenly find that you've got a couple of pages to fill and you've got absolutely nothing to go in it. In a new setup like this, in a regular setup, you have no problem. You have galleys of material standing by in case you need it, and you have pictures and so on. But we haven't got that kind of thing, so you've got to doubly ensure that you're covered on the day. And, of course, there are all other kinds of tensions as well. There are things missing, and there's the problem of trying to get things from production, and production has a complete set of problems all of its own, which, you know, I simply meet tangentially, but which to them is the major problem as far as they're concerned, because every area's got problems.
One of our new machines, the photographic processor, developed a fault which delayed very much the actual production of the output from the setting machines, and for that reason we had to almost abandon the project, and we had to get a man down from Dublin on Tuesday last to look at the machine and to put it right. Unfortunately, when he arrived, he found that the fault was a little bit more complicated than he bargained for, and he had to go back to Dublin again and bring down a full circuit and install that on the Wednesday afternoon. So we lost 2 days of production from that machine.
We have in fact about 19 days now from the time the newspaper hits the street. Now, what is the feeling amongst the workers here and the
management?
I would say there's a certain degree of nervousness there at the present moment. Sort of doubting of whether we will be actually ready to produce to the standard required. There is no doubt that initially we are going to be slow in producing it because it is new to us. But between this and the actual production day, we are going to have a number of trial runs again, and we hope that we will have built up enough speed at that particular point to be producing to, shall we say, 80% of normal production.
The name of my company is Admark.
To the
best of my knowledge, I'm the only company consultancy to newspapers, insofar that I specialize in advertising sales as well as the general overall marketing concept.
This particular project has interested me when I was approached, insofar that it's the only provincial, and I don't particularly like the word provincial, it's more a town newspaper concept, which is aiming at three distinct but sympathetic marketing places like Navan, Drogheda and Dundalk. One of the first functions of my consultancy was to identify potential sources of advertisement revenue. They were not necessarily in order of rating, but they were very important that we got into the property advertisement market and also the entertainment's property market. But the more I went around the actual areas with the lads who were actually involved in doing the selling, was the high number of retail establishments, which in actual fact were, by local tradition, non-advertisers. I think there's a tremendous growth within the marketing areas we conceive at this point in time for a growth in retail advertising. Most people, when they see newspaper executives coming through the door, expect to be sold space. As far as I'm concerned, Express newspapers don't sell advertising space. We try and sell effective advertising. By that, I mean that we are going in with specific ideas, both in the visual and in the copy format, to say, you know, we think that this idea will help you shift merchandise. Because, you know, space is the most useless thing in the world unless it's filled with effective illustration, good benefit headlines, and copy which will attract customers into the shop or store. I think the popular concept of newspapers to, you know, most laymen is, you know, hold the front page, I have a story. As far as I'm concerned, the only time we'll hold the front page is if we increase the size of the ad.
Drogheda, March the 13th. 2 days to go to the first edition.
There are some of the pages now for the actual paper, you know, that we're putting together today. We're held up for different pieces of artwork here and there. As you can see, it's a fashion feature. You know, it's aimed more at women readers, really. But it's gone together very well. We have about 15 pages done at this stage. You know, we hope to have something over 20 done by 10 o'clock tonight. And, well, tomorrow will be heavy, and Wednesday will be quite heavy, because it's on Wednesday we'll be editionising, you know. This is switching pages for the Navan edition and switching pages for the Dundalk edition. All that will be done on Wednesday.
A number of journalists would feel that this is a very big undertaking, bringing out what in fact are practically, well, there are going to be aspects of the papers quite different, obviously. You're going to have the Navan Express, Drogheda Express, Dundalk Express.
Yeah, well, nevertheless, you know, this is what must be done. I think, as Ed Dunning probably explained to you, the whole concept of the thing is three marketplaces. Therefore, you must aim to reach the three marketplaces. This is what we intend to do, and this is what we will do.
How many pages will change from for one edition?
Well, I'm certainly aiming in the Dundalk edition. I'm aiming to change 8 pages, which isn't a hell of a lot, really. These are tabloid pages. They're not broadsheet pages. And in the Navan edition, I hope to change something the same. Perhaps not as many at the beginning, but definitely I'll walk up to that.
Just pouring the developer onto the place, as you see, there's an image forming already. I just rotate the developing pad over the plate. Just cover it all as fast as possible with the developer. And that will remove the coating and you're left with your image. I'll do this again, and I just sort of wash off the plate with water and gum up, and it's ready for the machine.
Now, the pressure is on you to some extent.
Well, it is at the moment, because this is the last few days coming up towards getting the paper out. Most of the artwork is arranged, and as yet, nothing has come to the plate making yet. Well, that is usually kept till the very last anyway, because the making the artwork, when they get the artwork completed, the pages, they will shoot the artwork on the camera to produce negatives. The negatives then will come in into me in the plate room. Well, you hope that everything is all right that by then, because it's usually at the last minute. If everything is okay by then, it will make things a lot easier. You will be able to get the plates made and under press as quickly as possible. If after 3 or 4 editions of the newspaper, you'd probably be into the swing of things, but on the first edition, you're a wee bit sort of worried, like you might run into, you don't know what obstacles you're going to run into, and time is running out all the time. So you just hope that you'll meet the deadline to get the paper out on the Wednesday. Like.
Now, this is March the 13th. And the paper is coming out in 2 days' time.
Yeah.
How much advertising have you sold already?
In the words of Tony Mead, the editor, far too much. We have had a problem insofar that the success of the first issue has been, you know, up to standard. But obviously in the first issue, you know, and I think, you know, it's very much, it has to be borne in mind that, you know, a newspaper is the editor's main concern. The function of the advertisement department is to fund editorial activity. So in actual fact, what we've done is that we have went back to people and said, look, we're terribly sorry, you know, we have a space limitation, and can we book your advertisement for the second insertion? And this is what we've done.
Wednesday, March the 15th, the first edition of the Express.
The press are just waiting under this last plate, and one edition will be completed. So it's a bit nerve-wracking. We hope 5 minutes should be on the press and it'll be rolling.
You're not shaving today. You're obviously under a fair amount of pressure.
A fair amount of pressure, yes.
Well, how long now?
Well, the last 3 days, like, they've been working till 12 o'clock at night. And an average of 18 hour a day, you might say, you know, some of the lads. So, I hope it was worth it.
This is the outer section of the paper, you know. The first edition, the Dot edition. Everyone's a bit excited around here about it at the moment, you know.
Are you excited yourself?
I am, of course. I mean, there's a lot of work gone into it, and a couple of very late nights. 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. So it's nice to see it running. And the first one is always the roughest. Mostly because, you know, it's sort of unknown country, you know. Secondly, you know, we're editionising, which makes for quite a bit of difficulty. So you're trying to keep a whole lot of things in mind at the same time, you know, different stories for different editions. So, we should be fashion now.
This is it now?
I'd say so, yeah.
Now, the quality of the paper, the actual quality of the paper as a newspaper, it's running off the press now. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that visually we've achieved a great deal. That's my opinion. I hope that this offender is justified. With regard to the overall content, you know, for a first issue, I think it's very, very good. But of course, we'll be improving it, you know, from the point of view of content week by week. But I think it's a new concept. We said it would be a new dimension in local newspapers. And I think that certainly we've achieved this visually with the first issue. We're going to continue with that high standard of visual presentation, but we will back it up, I think, by much more in-depth and informed news and commentary in the future.
Now, you're the delivery man. You've got your van here and the papers are piling in. Where are they going?
They're going there all over Drogheda, Mornington, Leitrim, Bettystown, Leek, County Meath, Skerries. They're going as far as Dublin, you know. I'm doing the southern side of the town. And there's another delivery man then doing the northern side of the town. That's Dundalk area, RD and that. So then I'll be doing Kells, Navan, Trim. I'll be delivering them right round there, County Meath.
So today your newspaper is on the streets, The Express. 5 or 6 weeks ago you had no name for the paper. What future do you now see as from today? I've asked you that question before, but today the paper is on the street. What future do you see for the paper?
Oh, I think that there must be a fairly good future for the paper, because I think that we've been lucky. We've attracted the right type of people, the right type of journalist, the right type of marketing people on the advertising side. Our own staff have been tremendous. I mean, you know, there was a terrible lot of pressure on us over the last week, and people have been here till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And we're a small company, and, you know, it requires that kind of an effort from us to produce a newspaper. And particularly when you realise that we were using new technology the whole time, and we had two problems. We had the problem of getting familiar with the new technology, and then using this new technology under pressure to produce a newspaper. So I think that the paper itself is an indication as to whether or not we have succeeded. And I personally am very happy that we have succeeded quite well.